Chapter 20, Selective Breeding. What is selective breeding, I hear you ask? Let me tell you. Selective breeding is best described as the breeding of only those individuals with desirable features. About 12,000 years ago, humans stopped hunting things with spears and sticks, and they stopped foraging. They decided instead to look after animals by domesticating them, nourish them, and then eat them. They also started farming crops instead of just looking for berries and leaves. Since then, they've been trying to breed species to get the best yield of crops and the largest amount or the best quality of milk and meat in animals. A traditional example of this is wheat. About 11,000 years ago, two strains of wild wheat were cultivated by farmers. Initially, all attempts of crossbreeding failed and just produced sterile offspring. But about 8,000 years ago, a fertile hybrid wheat appeared from these two wild wheats. This has been crossbred now with other wild relatives to give Triticum aestivum, which is similar to the bread wheat we have nowadays. Another example of selective breeding is Brassica. Selectively breeding the original wild brassica plants has enhanced certain features to produce familiar vegetables such as cauliflower, cabbage, and broccoli. Selective breeding is also known as artificial selection because it is human choice rather than environmental factors which influence the individual's characteristics. Crop plants are bred to produce strains that give higher yields, are resistant to certain diseases, are resistant to certain insect pest damage, are hardier, and have better balance of nutrients in the crop. Farmers have bred stock animals for similar reasons to the breeding of crops. They have selected for animals that produce more meat, milk, or eggs, produce more fur or better quality fur, produce more offspring, or show increased resistance to diseases and parasites. For many thousands of years, the only way to improve livestock was to mate a male and a female with the features that were desired in the offspring. In cattle, milk yield is an important factor, and so high-yielding cows would be bred with bulls from other high-yielding cows. Since about 1950, the technique of artificial insemination has become widely available. Bulls with many desirable features are kept, and semen is obtained from them. The semen is diluted, frozen, and stored. Farmers can buy quantities of the semen to inseminate their cows. AI makes it possible for the semen from one prize bull to be used to fertilize many thousands of cows. A good example of what selective breeding can do is the dog. The original dog was a domesticated wolf. In a domesticated wolf, humans gained an animal that was capable of herding stock animals. The sheepdog has all the same instincts as the wolf except the instinct to kill. This has been selectively bred out. There are also other dogs, like chihuahuas and poodles, which would never have evolved their characteristics naturally. Modern selective breeding has evolved to the stage where we can clone plants and animals. The term cloning describes any procedure that produces genetically identical offspring. Taking cuttings of plants and growing them is a traditional cloning technique. You do this by tearing off a side shoot from the plant, dipping the side shoot in rooting powder, planting it in compost, and placing it under glass. The mini greenhouse will create a warm environment to speed up growth and a humid one to reduce water loss from the leaves of the cuttings. Micropropagation is a more sophisticated way of cloning plants in which thousands of plants can quickly be produced from one original. The tips of the stems and side shoots are removed from the plant to be cloned. These parts are called explants. They are then trimmed to about 1 millimeter and are placed in an agar medium that contains nutrients and plant hormones to encourage growth. More explants can be taken from the new shoots that form on the original ones. This can be repeated until there are enough to supply the demand. The explants with shoots are transferred to another culture medium containing a different balance of plant hormones to induce root formation. When the explants have grown roots, they are transferred to greenhouses and transplanted into compost. They are then gradually acclimatized to normal growing conditions. The atmosphere in the greenhouse is kept very moist to reduce water loss from the young plants. Because of the amount of water vapor in the air, they are also called fogging greenhouses. There are many advantages to propagating plants in this way. Large numbers of genetically identical plants can be produced rapidly. Species that are difficult to grow from seed or from cutting can be propagated by this method. Plants can be produced at any time of the year. Large numbers of plants can be stored easily. And genetic modifications can be introduced into thousands of plants quickly after modifying only a few plants. We have been able to clone plants by taking cuttings for thousands of years. It is now possible to make genetically identical copies of animals. The first and best known example of this is the famous cloned sheep, Dolly. Dolly was produced by persuading one of her mother's ova to develop into a new individual without being fertilized by a sperm. The nucleus of the ovum was removed and replaced with a cell taken from the udder of another sheep. The cell that was formed had the same genetic information as all the cells in the donor, and so developed into an exact genetic copy. This grew and was inspiringly named Dolly. Cloning animals has special value if the animal produces some important product. Sheep have been genetically modified to produce several human proteins. One of these is used to treat conditions such as emphysema and cystic fibrosis. The genetically modified sheep secrete the protein in their milk. Cloning sheep like these would allow production of much more of this valuable protein. Genetically modifying and cloning animals in this way has been nicknamed farming, with a PH. Polly, the first cloned genetically modified sheep, was born a year after Dolly. Farming could produce not just whole animals, but individual organs, such as kidneys, livers, and hearts as well. Research is currently underway into farming pigs to produce organs that could be used in transplant operations. The pigs must be genetically modified so that organs will not be rejected by the human immune system.